Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for the guys this afternoon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, taking you up until Monday Night Football pregame coverage at 7, Jags and Chiefs at 8:15 to finish Week 5 of the NFL season. The Steelers go into a Week 6 matchup against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. They have a 3-1 record, and they lead the AFC North after a beautiful Sunday that was the Steelers' bye week. It feels like a victory Monday. All three teams in the AFC North went down. The Browns, the Ravens, and the Bengals. Joining us now on that fan hotline is our guy, Nick Faribault. I normally talk to Nick Mondays at 6:30, but since I'm getting the chance to host for the guys, I asked Nick if he wanted to move that up to right now. So we are chatting with him here at just after 2:35 Eastern time. Nick, the AFC North losses yesterday. You just as a viewer, as someone who covers the team, someone who's a fan of the team, that had to feel pretty good seeing all three of those teams go down.
Yeah, I mean, in the fashion they did, you know, I think the Ravens getting absolutely boat raced. I think the Bengals continuing to look lifeless, to be quite honest with you. They don't really feel like they have a solution. And the Browns kind of being the same old story, a really good defense that just does not have an offense that can power them over the finish line. It just feels like the Steelers right now are in the driver's seat. And everything's not over, of course, but when you talk about a 1-4 football team in the Ravens, who I still think is the most dangerous team to potentially catch Pittsburgh, it's just historically an outlier for a team to do that, to make the playoffs even, especially if they lose this week to the Rams, which is obviously a tough matchup in its own right. So, yeah, I mean, they're sitting in a really good spot right now. If they take care of business, I think that the Steelers are in a good spot.
So do you think it's nuts that the bettors in Vegas have the Ravens still as the favorite to win the North?
I mean, listen, I understand why they do. The Steelers had trouble beating an 0-5 Jets team. You know, they haven't looked super impressive outside of really the first, you know, three and a half quarters in Minnesota. So I understand it. The Steelers are not a flashy team. They are not a dominant team. But they find ways to win. And I think that says something for itself. Baltimore is going to get healthy. I mean, that's going to be something that's naturally going to help them. You know, they're not going to be missing Lamar and Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, and all those guys every week. And the big thing is they just have such a cupcake schedule, really, on the back end. It's a really easy schedule. And they are talented enough, I think, to maybe not run the table completely, but, like, you talk about getting to 10-7, I think that's pretty doable, even if they do fall to 1-5. The Steelers, on the other hand, face a tougher schedule. So that's kind of, I think, the calculus there. But, man, it's still kind of tough for me to fathom that because the Steelers are 3-1. If they beat the Browns and the Bengals twice each, which, I mean, that is saying something. That's a big if. But that's 7 wins. Miami's on the schedule. You figure they probably split with Baltimore. Can they just find one more win there and get to 10-7? They probably win the tiebreakers, and they're sitting in a good spot there. So the Steelers are in just a really good spot here as long as they don't kind of self-sabotage themselves in a lot of ways.
The Bills lost at home last night to the Patriots. The Bills were an 8-point favorite in that game. So we saw in two primetime games this week. Teams that were favored by 8 or more points go down at home. The Rams losing on Thursday night to the 49ers, and then the Patriots beating the Bills last night. The Jags meet the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. That should be a fun one. The Colts have continued to impress. And you want to talk about lifeless. The Las Vegas Raiders, a good example of that. But overall, Nick, how good is the AFC in 2025?
Well, I think it's probably better than it appears right now. I think we'll see some teams solidify themselves. Like, I think Buffalo will figure out some of the kinks, but their defense, it's really the issue has been defensively for a lot of these teams, like the Ravens defense, the Bills defense. A lot of these defensive cores we're seeing are kind of aging out. And, you know, guys like Trey White and Matt Milano in Buffalo, and then you have Roquan Smith in Baltimore, those guys aren't playing at a high level. And so I do think Buffalo is probably going to be there. You know, Kansas City, I think, is always going to be a tough one. And I think there's a really – it's a deeper conference this year because I think you have teams like Jacksonville that I think are kind of coming up. I think Denver has kind of arrived in some respects. The Chargers are there. I think the Patriots with Drake May have kind of announced themselves as being a legitimate playoff contender now. But it's not – top heavy this year. There's not a dominant football team. And so it's a solid conference, but it's a beatable conference. And so if you're looking like, hey, could the Steelers maybe crack this playoff win drought? I mean, they draw the right team. It seems a lot more doable this year than it did, say, last year, where you were going to have to go to Kansas City or Buffalo or Baltimore, because those teams, they are not the same iterations that they are this year. Each of those teams has significant flaws in their own right.
Am I an idiot for not buying into the Colts just yet?
I mean, I don't buy them as like Super Bowl contenders, but they are a very well-coached football team. They are very talented. I mean, I like their roster outside of the quarterback position. They're also healthy, which I think just matters a lot. I mean, we look at teams like the Ravens and the Chargers and just the Chiefs. They just keep getting battered with injuries at very key spots. So I don't think you need to buy into the Colts as anything more than a playoff contender, which I think, you know, they probably are. I think they have a good kind of resume here using Jonathan Taylor. I think they have a good wide receiver group. I think the O-line's nice, and they really refurbished the defense nicely. But, I mean, how far is Danny Dimes really going to take you? I think that's fair to question.
I mean, now you look at that game in Week 9, early November, Steelers-Colts. I thought that was one of the weaker games on the Steelers' schedule this year, up there with Steelers and Dolphins. Not the case anymore, Nick. That looks like one of the best games of the entire weekend, I think, outside of Chiefs-Bills.
It does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's going to be a really good game. Really, the Steelers, after this two-game stretch here against the Browns and the Bengals, have a pretty tough stretch coming up, you know, where it's Green Bay, then it's Indianapolis, then it's at the Chargers. And I think Baltimore starts to come into the picture. So it's not an easy schedule for them. But the Colts is going to be a really good litmus test, I think, for the Steelers, because right now where the Steelers probably are going to land, they'll probably land somewhere around, I don't know, maybe the 3, 4, 5 seed area. I think that's a fair kind of expectation to have. So you're going to probably draw a Colts, a Texans, a Jags, or some team in that respect. So I think it's going to be a really good kind of litmus test for the Steelers to see where they're at against the team like the Colts.
Talking to Nick Farabaugh here on 93.7 The Fan. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for PennLive.com. Nick, some injury updates, injury notes from today's practice as this team is coming off the bye week.
Yeah, it sounds like Alex Highsmith, he was back at practice today, and it sounds like I think he's going to fly. Now, how much, you know, I think that's a question. When you have Nick Herbig, you don't need to push him as much, but I do think they'll have him at their disposal. Joey Porter Jr., I believe, will be back this week. That's what he said. Calvin Austin kind of mysteriously didn't answer anything. He said, I could go on IR. I could play this week. It was, like, all over the place. My level of concern for Calvin Austin is much lower than it was after the game against the Vikings. I think they got decently good news there. I've never gotten, like, an official diagnosis on this or anything. But I tentatively expect him to miss the next two games and then be back for Green Bay. And that's kind of what I've heard with Ramsey, too, is miss the next two games, come back against the Packers. I think about, you know, there's probably the same timeline with Joey's hamstring injury as with Jalen's, and Jalen Ramsey got lucky because he had a bye week, so he won't miss three games, but he'll probably miss the next two. But otherwise, you know, Warren, I think, is good, and there's really no other injury notes other than that. So I think Pittsburgh is in a good spot, but I do think they'll be without Ramsey and Austin this week.
Nick, some breaking news from Adam Schefter. Now, this is not earth-shattering, but just from 5 minutes ago, Raheem Blackshear, the veteran running back and return man, signing to the practice squad. Is that something you guys got wind of down there today, or is this hitting you by surprise?
I mean, I did not know that they were going to sign Raheem Blackshear, but it's not that surprising considering what has happened with Caleb Johnson, and so it's probably not wanting to give him that. Trey Sermon really hasn't given a ton of juice there, and you only have so many elevations there, and if you don't want to kind of put him on the active roster, that's another question. So I'm not surprised they're bringing, you know, a guy that's known kind of as a kick returner type to come to Pittsburgh. They kind of need one. They don't really have a natural one. You know, even with Kenny Gainwell, outside of that, I mean, they could, you know, give Roman Wilson a try, maybe Scotty Miller, Dante Kent's on IR. But I kind of think someone like Blackshear makes a lot of sense to have someone with legitimate kick return background.
The Browns coming to town on Sunday. This doesn't feel like a complete pushover game by any means, because the Browns, first off, they were the only team in the division that looked like they had a pulse yesterday. And that defense can travel, and they can actually run the football well. And it felt like Dillon Gabriel at times knew what he was doing. So they present some challenges, but I think none greater than what that defense can do, Nick.
I think that's a really good defense. I really do. It's one of the best defenses in the league, actually, by most statistics. Listen, their front is really good. They have guys now that can take advantage of the attention Myles Garrett receives. And even though Myles Garrett didn't have a great game last week, you saw guys like Alex Wright stepping up. They have a nice trio of interior guys now that can work there. They have a good secondary. Denzel Ward, in my opinion, one of the best corners in football. So they play a lot of man-to-man, and they can win with four. It's the type of defense, I think, that could give the Steelers a lot of trouble with their quick game stuff. And so I'm kind of interested to see how that works out. The offensive side of things for this team, though, man, that is a bit of an up-and-down roller coaster. Gabriel was fine, but anytime they really got behind the sticks and he was asked to make a play, it didn't go very well. And they're a very volatile rushing attack, and that offensive line right now is beaten up and has not been very good. So the Steelers' defense should actually be able, I think, to really rattle Gabriel, get to him a little bit. But that defense is going to present some issues for Pittsburgh. It's going to really, I think, they're going to have to run the ball to a degree on this team and kind of see where that goes to maybe force them out of man-to-man and get some lanes here in the quick passing game.
Nick Farabaugh, check out his stuff. Covers the Steelers for PennLive.com. Nick, thanks for taking the time, man.
Thanks for having me on, Donnie. Appreciate it as always, man.
There we go. Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up, we will flip to college football for a bit here. A massive upset over the weekend that knocked one of the local teams basically out of any hope of the college football playoff. We get into that coming up next. Joe Smeltzer from...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.